Members of a small Muslim community in upstate New York say they're frightened and angry after police announced last week that they uncovered another terror plot that targeted local families. Islamburg is a community near the Catskill Mountains. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Rashid Clark stepped to the microphone at a press conference in Binghamton, New York, and found himself again talking about a deadly threat to him and his neighbors.
The community of Islamburg is once again in shock. If you are wondering how we feel, just imagine waking up and having to tell your children of such a plot.
About 200 people live in Islamburg. The religious settlement was established in the 1980s, and it's been viewed by most locals for decades as a normal part of life in the rural area. Clark says people who visit find nothing out of the ordinary.
We grow crops, we raise animals, and we live like law-abiding citizens.
But Police Chief Patrick Phelan in the town of Greece, New York, 3 hours away, announced the arrest of 4 men. They were allegedly preparing an attack against Islamburg that involved more than 20 firearms and 3 homemade bombs.
If they had carried out this plot, which every indication is that they were going to, people would have died.
There's no indication any of the suspects had visited Islamburg or interacted with families there. But the community has been the target of unsubstantiated conspiracy theories on conservative websites and social media for years.
It appears to be a faithful group of devotional Muslims, but when you look into it, you'll find a lot of very concerning activities going on there.
Videos like this one, suggesting that Islamburg's residents are dangerous militants, have spread widely on Facebook and other platforms, despite being debunked by state and federal police.
We have never found any evidence that there's anything nefarious going on.
Captain Scott Hegelke is a New York State trooper.
We all have been working with the community there at Islamburg, and never have we found any shred of evidence that would indicate anything whatsoever.
But frightening reports about Islamburg have continued to appear online, and they've been featured on Fox News and Fox Business and other outlets. Anti-Muslim protests have been held near the community, and in 2017, a right-wing activist from Tennessee was sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison after he used Facebook to build support for an attack on Islamburg's mosque and school. At the press conference, Rashid Clark, Islamburg's leader, blasted news and social media organizations, accusing them of helping spread fear about Islam.
Holy Islamburg is a small community, mostly women, children. We have elderly. We hold jobs. We are doctors, lawyers, engineers, construction workers. We're normal people.
Tahira Clark, an attorney who lives in Islamburg, noted that 2 of the suspects arrested in this latest plot are high school students. She cautioned parents about the information about Islam their children are seeing online.
We urge parents to be vigilant. Know what your children are doing, particularly on social media, because many are being radicalized by hate by the right-wing domestic terrorists.
Much of the false information targeting Islamburg was stripped from the internet last year after conspiracy theorist Alex Jones was banned by YouTube, Facebook, and other sites. But an online search by NPR turned up plenty of websites and videos that still describe the families living there as a threat. State police say they've stepped up patrols around Islamburg, and their investigation into this latest plot continues. Authorities say more arrests are possible. Brian Mann, NPR News.